Blog Talk Radio. Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen, because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. I lift him up, knowing that he is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. The Lord is holy. The Lord is mighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just praise him. I magnify him. What an awesome God that we serve. Amen. A God that can do anything, that can do all things, that can do everything but fail. Amen. We're looking at one, amen, that created the heavens and earth. Amen. And did not go back on his word, but finished the works, amen, and completed it. And then he said he made everything good. Amen. Everything is made good through him. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, a God that wakes us up in the morning. Hallelujah. And allows us to go to bed at night. Amen. A God that destroys all the works of Satan. And loose, amen, the bands of wickedness that has been had us in captivity for so long. Amen. But God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I just lift you up today, knowing that God, amen, you are my King of Kings, my Lord of Lords. I thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. Praise and bless your holy name. I can't thank you enough from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Hallelujah. Name is worthy to be praised. Oh, God, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, amen, and his blood. What an awesome God we serve today. Saints, we need to praise him. I know it's Monday, amen, and the week ain't over with, amen, and we are facing things, amen, that will probably come up, amen, throughout the week. But know for sure that God got your week in control. Amen. He got your months in control. He got your years and days in control. As long as you allow him to be the Lord and God of your life. Oh, I praise him. I praise him. I bless him. You know, this is Bible study day. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this is Pastor Barbara Burris. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his name. And we are in the beginning, Genesis 1, and I magnify God, amen, for that, because it's an awesome teaching, amen, and those that need it, amen, need to know that God, amen, is soon to come. He's coming, amen, his son Jesus is coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. And, amen, we need to know what happened at the beginning. Why are we in existence? What was the purpose of it, and how is God able to keep things functioning? How did he create it, amen, and how it functions, amen, how it operates, amen, and how, amen, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that his will, amen, is literally keeping us, amen, intact. You know, with old dirty Satan, amen, that old slew-footed dog, amen, he has nothing of God in him, nor do we have anything, amen, to want, amen, the good of mankind. Amen. All seeds are not God's seeds, amen, but those that, amen, are his children, amen, that truly love him, amen, God, amen, is literally keeping the earth and the atmosphere, the stratosphere intact so that, amen, we don't disintegrate, amen, the earth, amen, in itself won't collide with other planets, amen. And then the human anatomy itself and the plants, the foods that we eat, amen, thank you, Jesus. He allows the food to keep, amen, its consistency so that it does not be invaded with bacteriums, amen, bacteria that will cause, amen, us to be sick in our system, amen. And then he's keeping us from all of these unclean hands that cook food out in the restaurants and the various other places, amen, so that we can live, amen. So God got a lot of activities that he is keeping, amen, intact, amen. Because if it was up to Satan, amen, everybody would be like Cain and his seeds, amen, corrupt. And not only that, but Satan wants everybody to be a homosexual anyway. The Bible, and I prove that, amen, throughout our study, amen, thank you, Jesus, because it's very important for us to know, amen, the beginning, like I said, but it's important for us to know the ending. at the end time, amen, this Antichrist is not going to promote marriage. That's why you see all in America, and America is sick. It's so sick. It's so corrupt, amen, by what Satan has done, and America don't even know it. They're blinded. The minds are blinded. And when Satan thought he could kill me, had defeated me, one of the things that he had said, now he can spread evil all over the world. But he's a lie, amen, and a lying wonder. Because God's word, amen, is greater than him, and God is greater than him. And all he wants somebody to do in the earth realm is to stand up, amen, and speak the truth. You know, the truth, amen, hurts a lot of people. A lot of people don't want the truth. They'd rather believe a lie than the truth. But saints, I'm telling you today, if you don't know God, if you don't know, amen, him and the pardoning of our sins, now is the time to grab a hold to the word of God. Now is the time to repent, amen, Romans 10 and 9. Thank you, Jesus. Acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and get your life together, because there ain't but one God. Amen. So what Satan is trying to do is deceive God's people, blind their minds so that they don't know the truth. Amen. So in doing so, amen, you got a hold to eternal life, because truth brings eternal life. You know, we always, amen, take the Lord's Supper. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to give you a thought before we go into the Lord's Supper. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I just worship God. I just praise him. And one of my favorite psalms is Psalms 150. And it said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his powers. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. He's doing mighty acts, amen, like I told you earlier. He's keeping the earth intact. He's keeping everything, amen, so that we won't be, amen, destroyed, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. Praise him in the sound, with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the parsley and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that had breath praise ye the Lord. You know, I praise God today. I praise him, I magnify him, and I give him the glory. And I wanted to let you know something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I wanted some little thoughts, amen, some little tidbits, some little pieces of candy, amen, for you to go to, amen, in your times of need. And this is emergency telephone numbers. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. These are the numbers that you should call, amen, instead of 911 when you get in trouble, when something is going on, and it's when you're sad, the phone number is John 14. Thank you, Jesus. When you have sin against God, the phone number is Psalms 51. When you're facing dangers, the phone number is Psalms 91. Amen. When people have failed you, that phone number is Psalms 27. When it feels as though God is far from you, the phone number is Psalms 139. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When your faith needs stimulation, amen, the phone number is Hebrews 11. Come on now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When you are alone and scared, the phone number is 23. Amen. When you are worried, the phone number is Matthew 8, 19 through 34. Thank you, Jesus. When you are hurt, amen, when you are hurting, thank you, Jesus, the phone number is 1 Corinthians 13. Thank you, Jesus. When you are wounded, amen, as most Christians are, amen, thank you, Jesus, that phone number to call up is 2 Corinthians 5, 15 through 18. Amen. When you feel like, amen, an outcast, amen, Romans 8, 31 through 39. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When you're seeking peace, Matthew 11 and 25 through 30. Amen. When it feels as if the world is bigger than, amen, your lifestyle and what God is doing, go to Psalms 90. Thank you, Jesus. when you need Christian-like insurance, amen, the best insurance you could get hold to is, amen, amen, that is written out by God. Go to Romans 8, 1 through 30. Amen. When you're leaving home to take a trip, go to Psalms 121. Praise God. When you're praying for yourself, go to Psalms 87. When you require courage for a task, go to Psalms Joshua 1. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you when inflation and investments are hogging you through your problems, amen, and you don't know how to turn and deal with those investments, amen, and those inflations, amen, the economy, go to Mark 10:17-31. When you're in despair, go back to Psalms, amen, 27. Amen. When your bank account is empty, go to Psalms 37. When you lose faith in mankind, go to Corinthians. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 13. Check 1 Corinthians. Amen. 13. When it looks like people are unfriendly, go to your telephone and dial up God and tell him in John 15. Thank you, Jesus. When you're losing hope, go to Psalms 126. When you feel that the world is smaller, amen, and your life is just seem like it's unbearable, amen, and you can't compare, amen, things, amen, that seem like they would be conducive to the will of God concerning you, go to Psalms 19, amen. When you want to carry fruits, go to Psalms, not Psalms, but John 15, amen. Paul's secret for happiness, go to Psalms, no, that's Colossians 3:12-17. When you have a big opportunity, amen, and things want to stop, try to stop you from going to those opportunities, and you're not able to understand what's going on, go to Isaiah 55, amen. To get along with other people, go to Romans 12. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And these alternate numbers that are dealing with fear, go back to Psalms 27, amen, and Psalms 3:47. For security, call, amen, on the Lord and call up Psalms 121:3. For assurance, call on the Lord and that go to that Mark 8:35. For reassurance, call on the Lord and go to Psalms 145:18. Praise God. So those are the emergency telephone numbers that you need to keep in mind, amen, when you're going through a seem like, amen, Satan is trying to do things, amen, against the will of God concerning your life, and all hell is broken loose. Go to those, amen, scriptures, amen. Father, we just thank you right now, and we bind up the devil. We bind up every witchcraft, voodoo, divination, every sorcery, every prince of the air, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Every prince, amen. Every demonic oppression that's in the airways. Amen. Every sickness and disease, everything that the enemy tried to do concerning our mind. Amen. We tear down Satan's weapons. Amen. Amen. That he used to bind the minds of man. Amen. And release the mind of Christ Jesus. Amen. To the people of God. Amen. In the earth realm. I bind up Satan's kingdom on earth and his laws and commandments that he used against God's people. Amen. As far as sicknesses and diseases, as far as imprisonment, amen, as far as all manner of issues concerning jobs and finances, amen. And I command these influences, amen, to stop. Satan, you can no longer influence us. You can no longer beguile us, seduce us, amen, or cause us to walk in fear, because I bind you up in the name of Jesus. And I ask God to heal, amen, his people. And we may not go to Messiah. I tear down Satan's kingdom and his government, principalities, and that power of spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Ephesians 6. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I free God's people from foolish hearts, amen, and doctrines of devils, and from lies, and from every evil sorcery and witchcraft and familiar spirits of distraction and lust and all manner of temptation. For the Bible say, thank you, Jesus, don't lead us into temptation. I command Satan to loose God's people for service, amen. Lord God, send forth more laborers into the vineyard. Thank you, Jesus. I ask God to speak to his people, amen, and help them with the five senses of discernment, amen, so Satan won't interfere with the discernment, amen. And I ask God to send his truth by the Holy Spirit, and I ask God to, Lord God, send forth restoration, amen, to the every creature, amen, down here on earth, amen. Thank you, Jesus. That need to know that God, amen, is in control. Every person, amen, thank you, Jesus, and their livelihood, God, I ask you to restore it in Jesus' name. And we walk with perfect hearts and forgiveness, so that the enemy can come in. I speak to God's kingdom, amen, and that it come, amen, and the legislation of Jesus Christ be orchestrated, amen, and be in operation. Matthew 10 and 7, as you go preach, the kingdom of God is at hand. And Father, I ask you to add a blessing to the reading of the word today in the name of Jesus. And I give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I tell you that we often take the Lord's Supper as often as we come together. So if you have your bread, amen, and your grape juice, you may take it with me if you so wish to. Amen. For the Bible said in Corinthians 11 chapter and the 24th verse, and it said, when he had given thanks, he had broken it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, you may take it now. Amen, amen. And then it said, after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may drink your juice now. God. Now I want to, amen, without any hindrance, go into Bible study. Praise God, praise God. And one of the things that I want to recap on is what we need as far as the atmosphere is concerned. And I want to do this because we're talking and we're speaking out of Genesis chapter 1 and starting with the verse, and I've gone to through verse 3. Amen. So I want to recap, amen, in essence, to the atmosphere. And the first layer to the earth is the troposphere. This layer contains about 75% of the total mass of the atmosphere. This is where all the plants and animals live and breathe. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Climate and weather also occur in this layer. The next layer is the stratosphere. It extends to about 30 miles above the earth. The ozone is, thank you, Jesus, in this layer stops many of the sun's harmful ultraviolet rays, from reaching the earth. Thank you, Jesus. This layer plus the troposphere makes up 99% of the total mass of the atmosphere. The third layer is the mesosphere. The temperature can drop to 173 degrees Fahrenheit. This is where we see falling stars, meteors, that falls to the earth and burn up in the atmosphere. At certain times of the year, we can see many of these falling stars when the earth goes through the pieces of broken comets. Amen. The thermosphere layer has many temperature changes. Energy from the sun is absorbed and bounced back. The top of the this layer can get up to 141 degrees Fahrenheit. The exosphere is the highest layer of the atmosphere. It extends 40,000 miles above the Earth's surface. The thermosphere and the exosphere together make up the upper atmosphere. Amen. Radio waves transmitted from the Earth bounce off tiny energy particles called ions located in the upper atmosphere and return to a different location on the Earth. The upper atmosphere also contains the magnetic troposphere. This layer produced the beautiful northern light, aurora borealis. Amen. So I'm giving you just some recaps, amen, on the atmosphere, amen. We had to have the atmosphere in order to support us, amen, and life form, amen. We have to have gravity and we have to have oxygen. We literally have to have this. It helps us, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I told you we had stopped at verse 3, amen, and I'm going to start back with that again. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God spake, and the light came forth into the firmament or heavens or expanses or wide spaces. I always give you the scripture, and then I give you the interpretation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I told you about what form mean. The earth, amen, represents the ground, and the Hebrew word for, and I said I would spell these words to you because I can't pronounce them, E-R-E-T-S, amen, and form, amen, means shape or form, amen. This is the key words, these are the key words and the references to them, shape or form, and the Hebrew word is tohu wabohu, amen, T-O-H-U-W-A-B-O-H-U, tohu wabohu. I'm trying to pronounce them right for you. Void, empty. The earth was empty of all life form at the beginning of creation. And again, that is the Hebrew word tohu wabohu. Amen. Face. The face is the surface or top part of an area. Amen. And I got that out of the dictionary. Amen. It's the surface, amen, it's the surface, amen, the upper crust, amen, that I told you about that's on the earth today. And the deep is the oceans and the seas, and the Hebrew word for that is T-H-O-M-C-H-O-A-O-S, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Then the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, the Godhead. The Greek word is Pneuma. Hagon, P-E-N-E-U-M-A-H-A-G-I-O-N. Okay, and so now we're going to go back into verse 3, amen, and the interpretation. Now the reference verses that we'll go to, amen, in order to understand what God is doing and how he did what he did, amen, is Genesis 1, verses 4, 14, 15, 16, and 17. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let the them be for good and for seasons. Let them be for signs. Amen. I don't know why I'm getting that good for. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. I guess I'm thinking about the good that God did. That's why I said it. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light unto the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also, and God set them in the firmaments of the heavens to give light upon the earth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6, for God, these are reference verses, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness had shined in our hearts. Amen. That reference verse is the light to shine out of darkness. That's speaking about the light. To give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It's speaking about the light. Then in John, 1 John 5, 1 and verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness. That's the light, amen. That was at the beginning of creation, and then Jesus, when Jesus came in, Jesus became that light. The light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Now let me check this here right here. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Thank you, Jesus. I want to make sure that I have that's not First John, that's John, the gospel according to John. The light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Amen. That was in reference to Jesus, but it was also in reference to the darkness, amen, that was on the earth realm, in the earth realm itself. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, at the beginning of creation. And God saw the light that it was good. Verse 4. And God divided the light for the darkness. Now, let me check that here. I think that's going to be from verse 4 in chapter 1. I have to make sure this is, because sometimes my typing is horrible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give God glory. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. Okay, that word is from. And God saw the light and that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And reference, the interpretation for that is when God spake the light into existence, he saw that it was beneficial in its effect on darkness. And God separated the light from darkness and called the light day and darkness night. Amen. He called the light day and darkness night. When God was creating the heavens and earth, he wanted to see what was going to be of a benefit, amen, and what was not going to be of a benefit. Because everything that he made it and it was good. So light was a benefit in reference darkness was concerned. Because if darkness would have stayed up on the earth, amen, and that wouldn't have been no light, amen, mankind would not have been able to see anything because it was a gross darkness. It wasn't just like, you know, you go in one room and it's dark and then there's light in another room. That was darkness all around, amen, at the beginning of creation. Thank you, Jesus. And these reference verses come from Genesis 1, chapters 1, verses 3, 4, 5, 14, 15, 16, thank you, Jesus. 17 and 18. And God saw, literally, amen, what he was doing was a benefit, amen, for mankind and what he had planned as far as the creation of them. And the verse states, amen, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness, amen. He made a difference, amen. He separated the light from the darkness, amen. We have day and we have night, amen. We have light and we have darkness, amen. The day is the light, amen, and the darkness is the night, amen. And God called the light day and the darkness he called night. The evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. This is where the signs and the seasons come in. We have summer, winter, fall, amen, thank you, Jesus, and spring. Some people say autumn, amen. But we have these seasons. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And these seasons, they rotate, amen. And they rotate from the days, amen, that they come in all the way up to the end of the year. Then the seasons start back again. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two greater lights. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give him praise. Amen. The greater lights. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. I give him praise. I'm looking this up. Amen. So y'all just bear with me. Okay, and God made two greater lights, the greater lights to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Everything that God has made, amen, when he made creation, he seen that it was good, amen. At the beginning of creation, Satan was not on the earth, amen. He was up in heaven trying to stir up the angels to fight and to come against God. And when God seen that, amen, he went back, amen, to the heavens and began to cast Satan out. Amen. After he had finished completing the heavens and the earth, amen, he literally went back up there and literally whooped Satan and cast him out. Jesus said he seen Satan as lightning when he fell from the skies. Amen. That's what a powerful God we serve. I bless God. So, Satan was not on earth, amen, as a lot of people have predicted. The earth is so many millions, 13 trillion or billion years old or something like that. I have to get my notes to see how they have predicted it. But in all essence, because day is like 1,000 years to God, and 1,000 years is just like one day, by the scientists and what they have perceived, you can call it as that many years of being in existence, but at the same time, the earth is not that old. Amen. It's into the thousands, and I think it's about what 6,000 or some years or something like that. Now, I have to get my notes. Amen. So, what God did when he did that, amen, and created the heavens and earth, Satan was on earth at the same time that God was creating it. So a lot of people have picked up the terminology that is so many billions of years old, that it was another generations of people before Adam and Eve. But that's not true. During the time that Adam and Eve was created, amen, that's when God, amen, had did his first I guess his first good works, amen. And the animals were big at that time, dinosaurs, all kind of big animals, amen. And through the composition that was in the cells and in the genes, amen, they began to construct and the animals, amen, after certain dinosaurs and stuff died out, amen, and stuff like that, after the flood and stuff like that. Well, a lot of them were killed, but during the time of Noah wasn't allowed to, in essence, he didn't have have to fool with the bigger animals, the dinosaurs and stuff like that, because I'm not for sure, but I believe that during his time, amen, they had the cells and stuff had reconstructed, amen, and the animals, amen, had become smaller in size. I have to go and do a little bit more research on that, and God will give me the answer, and I will give you a better understanding of what I'm saying. So anyway, the animals that Noah had put on the ark, amen, were basically of a more normal size. But what scientists are doing over in certain parts of the world, they're literally finding new organisms that they have never, amen, been noted before in the waters, amen, and off in the rainforest, in the land. And so they see that these organisms, amen, were kept hidden, kept secret for so many years because of lack of technology, lack of knowledge or whatever. So God is literally opening up to the people now, amen, but they have already and always been in existence because God did not recreate, but he used the genes, amen. He went into the cells, amen, and began to reconstruct, amen, through that area. So we just give God the glory, amen, and thank God for the word today. I just bless him. This is Monday. I'm excited. And I want to pray for those that are in bad weather over in Atlanta and all of the various Tennessee and back around off in there, that God would just protect those people, amen, and give them the knowledge not to try to save the materialistic stuff and die, but give them the knowledge to go to higher grounds in order to be saved. In Jesus' name, I just thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do. I love him. God bless you. Have a great day.